I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, Chitlins, it's Andrew coming to you from backstage at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles, California. That's how Letterman used to say it, right? Los Angeles. Anyway, I'm no Letterman. I'm a low-rent, poor imitation. But I am Andy, and there is a massive theater full of people waiting to see Watch What Happens Live here. We've got NeNe Leakes and Lena Waithe. I just have been cramming Master of None and reading her Vanity Fair profile. I'm so impressed with her. She is a massive Housewives fan, big Atlanta fan. NeNe is in a great mood. The audience has been lined up for hours, and they are lit and pumped up. It's going to be interesting. Well, you guys will have to tell me how the show sounds tonight on podcast. I have a feeling the audience is going to be just wild. We have some really fun cold opens that we shot this week that are going to be opening the show every night this week. We've got a huge theater. It looks so great. If you can, check out Instagram and take a look at what the theater looks like and the set. It's really exciting and energizing for us to take the show on the road. It's just cool. It lets us know that there are people out there who watch. As I think you know, we only have 32 people in our normal audience. So this, for us, is the big time. And we couldn't be more excited and pumped up to be doing this all week and thankful for Bravo that they believe in us enough that they brought us all out here and are spending the money to do this. We have so many surprises. Really excited about this week. And thanks for coming along with us on the ride. Enjoy the big show.
Tonight on Bravo Celebrity Big Brother.
I'm so psyched to be in LA, but I'm stuck in the Bravo Celebrity Big Brother house. And I gotta get to the Wiltern now. There's roaches in the bathroom and NeNe's saying they're water bugs. Dorit was late again to tonight's veto competition. And I don't want to whoop it up with Vicky. I'm exhausted in here.
Will Andy become the next head of Clubhouse, or is eviction imminent? All this and more on Bravo Celebrity Big Brother. But first, it's Watch What Happens Live now.
The magnificent Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, here to kick off our week by welcoming our first guest to our California-sized clubhouse. Please give it up for NeNe Leakes with Emmy winner and star of Ready Player One, Lena Waithe. Top man for the job from Vanderpump Rules. It's DJ James Kennedy.
Let's go.
And you know, weed is legal here, and I wanted some amazing pot edibles for our bar, so we called Cannabis Chef Andrea Drummer. Hey, Andrea, great to see you. Andrea, I saw those sweet treats over there. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. So I want to get started by saying, congratulations, Lena. You are having a hell of a year. You won an Emmy for outstanding writing in a comedy series. First black woman to ever do so.
Yeah.
And whatever, cover of Vanity Fair. Yeah. Congratulations. I watched the Thanksgiving episode today of Master of None. It was absolutely incredible.
Thank you,
what do you love about the Atlanta Housewives? Because you're a big fan.
You know what? I just love the black girl magic that happens. I feel like, and even look, I'm from Chicago, but you know, I just feel like the housewives remind me of my aunties, my sisters, my mother.
Nice.
You know, the neighbors.
Yes.
I feel like I'm at home. Well, you sexy auntie.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, sexy auntie. Oh, sexy auntie. It was reunion night, and boy, was it amazing. We have our first poll question of the night. We want to know who you at home think looked the best at the reunion. Cynthia, Candy, Ooh. Kenya, NeNe, Portia, or Sheree? Who was your best look? Who do you think looked the best?
Well,
there they are.
Of course. I mean, I'm biased, but I mean, NeNe looked fierce. You looked good. And I got a sneak peek.
Looks like the audience is going for Candy there.
Oh.
Wow. Nice.
The boobies is out.
They still boating.
The boobies came out.
The ladies looked amazing, but that did not stop them from rolling in the shade. Take a look.
Ready for today?
Yes, I got a lot of things tucked under my wig, honey. When Kim was wearing wigs, hers came from Party City.
What happened to She by Sheree?
Joggers.
He's talking about your clothing line, She by Sheree. Are you bringing it back to me?
You're so good at acting, you really should act.
No, I do act, boo-boo. Check my resume.
A C character.
You're the only woman I know with a square reader between your legs.
We're talking about you right now.
You're talking about you too.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Me being the Bone Collector LLC.
You look out for doing that. Oh, you think you look great?
I think I look great.
I don't think you even know the level of what you did.
Oh, victim candy.
All right.
Victim candy. Girl, you are the victim of the year.
Victoria candy, child. My God.
Okay, time for another poll. We want to know from you at home, whose side are you on, Candy or Portia? Vote now. Whose side are you on?
I'm always, you know what? I kind of always fall on Candy's side.
You always fall on Candy's side. All right.
I feel like Candy's always an innocent bystander. Candy's always like, why, guys, why?
Lena, since you're an Atlanta Housewives fan, I want to put 30 seconds on the clock and give you the chance to ask NeNe anything you want. Let's put 30 seconds on the clock, go.
Answer fast. Okay, so why did you make that face when Kenya's husband popped up at the PSA screening?
I didn't know that I was making a face. Sometimes my face just makes faces.
Okay. How are you feeling about Cynthia's new boo, even though it seems like her and her ex, Peter, been, you know, getting back together?
I'm not feeling Cynthia's new boo for her.
Okay, oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, cool. Hold up. All right, hold on. How much time I got left on the clock? 2 seconds? Crap.
Yeah.
Those are my 2 questions. Oh, cool. Okay,
we have a whole show.
Okay, we got a show.
I know our audience has questions for NeNe and Lena, but before we get to those, here's what 3 things I am obsessed with tonight. First, we all will remember when NeNe told Portia this.
The door is closed!
Okay, so we were all surprised when she opened that closed door a crack to let Portia back in. Here's what, I want to find out who and what else NeNe would let in if they came knocking as we play, Is the Door Closed? Oh.
Nina, you're going to be visited by some things from your present and past. If they're okay, they stay. But if not, tell us. The door is closed, and we'll slam it in their face.
Oh, my God.
Okay, door open. Is the door open to Top Buns? Is the door open?
Yes.
Yes, the door is open to Top Buns. Yes. Very good. Is the door open to Kim Zolciak?
No, honey.
Okay, the door is closed. Okay, close that door. Say the door is closed.
The door is closed.
Okay, is the door open to Bone Collecting?
The door is closed.
Okay. Is the door open to Trump Checks?
You know, the door is open to Checks, but not to Trump.
Okay. Is the door open to, is it open to, guys, small doormats?
The door is open!
The door is open. Thank you very much, Nene Leakes. Second, while all of Hollywood is tripping over themselves trying to make Lena Waithe, trying to pay Lena Waithe to give them her unique point of view, I'm going to try to get a little out of her for free. Here's what, Lena, I got a lot of pop culture questions. Okay. I just want your take. Tiffany Haddish revealed that a famous actress bit Beyonce in the face at a party. Page Six and TMC said it was Sanaa Lathan. You were a director's assistant on Love and Basketball. Do you think it was Sanaa who bit Beyonce?
Okay, hilarious. I was not an assistant during Love and Basketball. I was an assistant during Secret Life of Bees, but it's okay.
Sorry.
But I don't think Sanaa would bite anyone unless she had their permission.
Okay. Cardi B debuted a baby bump last night. Thoughts on her meteoric rise? Are you a Cardi B fan?
I love Cardi B. I love that she's her authentic self, you know, and she's winning. She's making money moves. I love her. She got her
Black Panther has taken the world by storm. Is the tide turning in Hollywood for more roles and films by and for people of color?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because the only color that matters in Hollywood is green, and black people make a lot of green, so.
Very good. Thank you very much, Lena Waithe. I appreciate it. Oh, you know, there's one more I wanted to ask you about. What were your thoughts? You know, Luann came under fire for dressing up as Diana Ross on Halloween the other night. What did you think?
Here's my thing. If you want to go as a black person, cool. Just don't do the patchy bronzer. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, and make sure you got the right wig in terms of the era.
Okay. I want to go to our audience questions. Candace from Orlando. Hey, Candace, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hey. Hi, Lena. Hi, Nene. Hi. I love you, Andy. You're like inspirations to me. But yes. I want my questions for the tastiest peach in Atlanta.
Okay.
Miss Nene Leakes. Nene, if you were to walk into Kim Zolciak in Atlanta today, what would you say?
If you ran into Kim, what would you say to her?
Hey.
All right. She would say, hey. Let's go to Danielle from Santa Barbara. Hey, Danielle.
Hi. My question's for Lena.
Okay.
Who are you most starstruck by at the Emmys after party after your big win?
Ooh, damn. You know what? Reese and Nicole. Like, I think seeing Reese and Nicole talk to you at the same time is a lot of fierce, amazing acting energy.
Okay. Andy,
Austin.
You are daddy AF. You are beautiful. Yes. My question is for Nene. Have you been to Sheree's basement, and are there roaches?
What is that?
Been to Sheree's basement, and are there roaches?
No, I have not been to Sheree's basement, and I do not plan to go.
I love you, Nene. Thank you, Austin. Will you be getting some She by Sheree athleisure wear when it comes out in September?
That will be never, but okay.
Next week on part two of the Atlanta reunion, Kim sits in, and when Nene brings up the elephants that are still in the room, it starts a stampede. This is a quick clip to just show you that all hell breaks loose. Watch.
What I care about, bitch, is the f***ing shit you did.
You were so f***ing...
No, bitch, you best stay motherf***ing seated.
You were so jealous.
I'm jealous?
You ain't nothing I want.
You ain't
Lena, Kayla M. wants to know, if you were in Candy's shoes, how long would it take you to forgive Portia?
Oh, you know what? I'm a super forgiving person, so I would probably forgive Portia pretty quick. I'd just be like, girl, don't be lying no more, though.
By the way, Nene, that clip really upset you that we just showed. You were like...
I mean, it was just, I just hate seeing myself like that.
I have to say, there is something about Kim that changes your energy. Like, it's like, I felt like it was 10 years ago, I really did, at our first reunion. It was, It was uncanny.
I don't know, Kim is too much. Her in her Party City wigs, honey.
We have a question from Paula from Manhattan Beach in the audience. Hey, Paula, what's up?
Hi, my question is, if you could kill, marry, or shag Real Housewives, Portia, Nene, or... Sheree.
Portia, Nene, Sheree, for you. Who do you marry, who do you shag, who do you kill?
Okay, well, I'm marrying Nene.
Okay.
Of course. These are long legs.
Come on. This wifey. Come on, you get me right?
Ooh, make child.
Make cheese omelet.
Let me drink some Andy, help me now.
Dip into the lady pool. Okay. And then, what was it? It was
the
like...
Portia and Cynthia.
What? No, it's Sheree.
Portia and Sheree.
Okay, I might have to make love to Portia.
All right.
That's a good one to make love to.
With my fiance's permission, of course.
Okay.
And sorry, Sheree, I'll have to, you know, decide R.I.P.
Nene, Between Branches wants to know, aside from yourself, of all the cast, past and present, who do you think has had the best reads?
Past and present?
Past and present.
I would have to say Phaedra.
Yeah, yes. I agree. How surreal, Lena, for you now to be in a Steven Spielberg movie just when your life couldn't get wilder?
Look, I grew up like every other black little girl obsessing over The Color Purple. So to be one of those like black women in his movies is phenomenal. I'm honored to be a part of his library. But he really is like the Jewish dad I never knew I needed.
I love it. Good. Well, you know what? I would like to be your Jewish uncle you never knew you
perfect.
Needed. Okay. By the way, you know, there was a conversation tonight about Mark not thinking that the Atlanta women are maybe good examples of black women on TV. You've said so much about roles that black women have played in scripted series. And what is your take on the Atlanta Housewives in that regard?
Well, look, I think that there's many kinds of black women out there in the world. And I think that, look, sometimes we behave badly. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have a bad day. Sometimes you have a good day. But I think all of it is valid. I think it's important because ultimately I like accurate representations of us. And I think that I think all these women are being their authentic selves. So I think we should also be embraced when we may not be, you know, feeling somebody one day or when we are supporting somebody one day. It's all valid.
Let's go to Marcy from Riverside. Hey, Marcy, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Lena. Okay. Congratulations on your Emmy win, well deserved.
Thank you.
So I know you started as an assistant. Uh-huh. So what was the worst behavior you've ever seen from a celebrity?
Ooh, damn.
You should have asked me that question.
I know, I'm gonna say. Worst behavior. You know what, here's a pet peeve of mine is tardiness.
Okay.
So a big thing is like I'm never a fan when a star comes to set late because it messes up everybody else's day. Yeah. So that's a big thing.
Well, you will not like the Atlanta Housewives.
Nene,
very late.
Nene, do you think Sheree and Tyrone will last?
I think they're perfect for each other. Yeah, they're gonna last. They're perfect for each other. Yeah, they're gonna last.
Lena, do you have a Housewives tagline?
Yeah. The only thing I like to keep closeted are my sneakers.
Nice. All right. It's time for my mazel moment of the night. And oh my God, it's the gay shark, everybody, with the shot ski. He swam all the way here for a gay shark dance party. Thank you so much. Which one of these is mine? I think it's this one. Come on over, guys. We're gonna do this shot ski. Come on over. Lena's having water, and Nene and I are having booze. One, two, three. Nice, it's a week of shot skis. I wanna thank Nene, Lena, James, and Andrea.
It's the After Show. We are live on BravoTV.com with NeNe Leakes and Lena Waithe.
Yes!
Lena's movie is Ready Player One. It's out now. Behind the bar, it is Andrea Drummer. Her book is Cannabis Cuisine, Bud Berries of the Born Again Chef. Out now. Andrea, you had a question for NeNe?
I do. So, NeNe, if the show ended tomorrow, who would you still befriend?
Who would, yeah.
I would be friends with more than half of the cast.
More than half.
So I'm gonna say, no, I would be friends with Cynthia, Candy, Portia, who else? Kenya. I would be friends with all of them, except for the two that I don't mess with.
Okay.
Ever.
Also, want to introduce DJ James Kennedy again. DJ James, it's great to have you back again this year.
Sorry?
It's great to have you back again this year.
It's good to be back. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Everything's still good with your relationship? Everything's good?
Everything's good with me, Mikel. We're still madly in love. We're together.
Okay, good.
You know, I still do see you next Tuesdays, every Tuesday. Okay, good.
All right. Back in the audience. Hey, what's up? What's your question?
Hey, what's up? I'm wearing a high bun in tribute for NeNe.
Nice. A high bun in tribute.
I love it. Nice. Thank you. So after the reunion, do you think that the door is closed? The door is closed between Candy and Portia.
Oh, no. No. I don't think the door is closed. I think the door is cracked.
The door is cracked. Yeah. Very good. I like it. All right. Hello. What is your name and where are you from?
Oh, hi. I'm Yvette. I'm from Canoga Park. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. I love you. NeNe, you look so lovely.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations to Lena on your engagement.
Thank you.
My question's for Lena. Where were you and what was your reaction when you found out you had the role of Ready Player One, H?
Oh.
And what's surprising about being directed by Steven Spielberg?
Oh, well, I was driving, but don't worry, it was hands-free. I got a call from my manager. And he told me, he was like, yeah, he's like, Steven Spielberg wants you to be H in the movie. And I was very excited. I think I started driving a lot faster than I should have been because I was trying to get home to share the news with my fiance. And then the thing about being directed by him, and I say this about him, is like he's a giant that doesn't make you feel small. That's the cool thing about him is like he also is very specific. He knows exactly what he wants, so you never have to worry about doing it wrong. Yeah.
He's a giant who
doesn't make you feel small.
I love that. It's,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
he's a great, great guy.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, my name is Lindsay. My question's for NeNe.
Hi.
I'm so excited. Who do you think's gonna be invited to Kenya's baby shower?
Oh, that's good. Everybody? I think everyone.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Another audience question.
When is the baby shower, by the way?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, guys. This is actually for specifically Lena, but everybody as well. So you're in Ready Player One, and there's a lot of really geeky, nerdy references, and I kind of was wondering if you guys have any kind of specific games or video games or movies that are close to your heart.
Oh, man. I have a lot of, like, movies and games that are close to my heart. I really like Mario Brothers, like, the original Nintendo. I know. And then movies, I mean, it's so many to count, but, like, I'm obsessed with Bad Boys, the first one. I don't mess with the sequel too hard. But, yeah, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, I get all my personality traits, I stole from them.
I just got a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been playing Super Mario Brothers, and it's super
you
fun.
You play those games?
I just, you know what, someone gave it to me as a gift, and to get a little stoned and play, it's fun.
Yeah.
All right, yes, sir.
It's a stress reliever.
Hello.
Let's do it.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, honey.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
One is, what's your type, and when are you taking me on a date?
Oh!
Yeah! Hold on. 90 days are for Andy. I need to
Okay. Yeah! First of all, just out of curiosity, how old are you?
Old enough.
How old did he say, Andy?
Yeah, I'm old enough, he said. Well,
what's your sign?
What's my sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, I love a Leo. What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, Lord. It's a Taurus over here. Yeah. Listen, age is very important to Andy, and fabulous and beautiful is very important. Let me see. Are you dark? Let me see. You got to have a little
tone. You got some olive?
Gotta have a little darkness to you.
I don't necessarily have a tongue tied now. I don't necessarily have a type.
Okay.
But you know, I really go with the wind. I'm like the UN. I welcome all the colors of the rainbow.
Okay.
But you are very handsome. I am worried that I'm worried that you might be. Are you under 25? Oh, you know it? That's friend your friend Zach, DJ James Kennedy.
I said we're in the club sometimes and people are like, that kid looks like you. I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you under 25?
I'm close.
Okay. All right. We'll talk.
We'll talk. We'll talk.
Do we have another question? Do we have another question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do we have another question over here at the mic? Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi.
That was good.
Hi, ladies. Love you both. Andy, you're great.
Hey.
My question is for Nene.
Okay.
Nene, if they would do another Celebrity Big Brother... like Brandy, would you join the house?
Would you
and who would you want to go against?
Would you go on Celebrity Big Brother?
First of all, I was asked to go on this season, and I said no.
I know.
Yeah. So I probably would say no.
Okay, there you go.
So who would you want to go against?
I just can't do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi. My question's actually for you, DJ James Kennedy.
Oh,
do you feel vindicated now that we've seen that you never said you hooked up with Kristen?
See, I told you. That was honestly crazy for me. And then when you watch the Vanderpump reunion, you know, you're gonna see what James Kennedy deserved in that moment. So it all goes down,
Next question. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Josh. My question is for Andy. You have to shake up the cast of one of the Housewives franchises. Which one do you do it to?
Well, I mean, we shake them all up a little bit. I mean, just as much as needs to be shaken up, right?
No.
No? Why? You think?
I think Atlanta needs new blood.
Yes. Well, no, I agree.
Okay. Uh-oh.
We try to keep shaking them up.
Yeah.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Next up, let's go.
Hi.
Hi. My question is for James.
Okay,
what is your status on your relationship with Lala?
With who?
Lala.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I can't even keep up with how Lala like keeps up with me. I can't even keep up with her. So you know, right now, I mean, we're not really talking right now. No.
Oh, so, okay.
It's sad, but it's not my fault. It's her fault.
Thank you. Okay, we have time for a couple more questions. Hi.
Hi,
my name's Anna Kay. My question's for Nene.
Hi.
Real Housewives of New York just premiered. Who would you have dinner with, and who would you never have dinner with?
Mm. Of the New York Housewives.
Well, I know a lot of the girls, so I would have dinner with all of them. I don't have an issue. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Nene has no issue.
Yeah,
don't
issue.
Don't try to start anything with Nene and the New York.
But you know
Housewives.
What? I want to go back to Andy is single, so I want to know, like, you know. Who is
Lena, who
Sorry.
Would you? Lena, who
We're
would you?
For Andy, who would you? On the West Coast.
Who would you have dinner with on the New York Housewives?
Oh, Ramona.
Ramona.
I like Ramona. Ramona
I've
cracks
had many
me up.
With Ramona. She's so fun.
She cracks me up.
Really? Yeah.
She's like, you know, like Kathy Lee Gifford on steroids. Is somebody?
Kathy Lee Gifford on steroids. Any more? Is that it? Do we have another question at the mic?
Single people.
No, we're good.
We
all right.
Tonight.
Listen, I want to thank Nene Leakes and Lena Waif and all of you and Andrea Drummer and DJ James Kennedy. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thank you guys so much. This has been so fun. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.